The TV show Nashville is in the middle of its first season. Set in the country music mecca, it follows a number of storylines about various musicians, and its music is sung by actors, including Connie Britton and Hayden Panettiere. The show's music director is T-Bone Burnett. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Nashville's soundtrack album.
Yeah.
That's Telescope, the fictional hit single by the fictional country star Juliet Barnes on Nashville. The song was sung by the actress who plays Juliet, Hayden Panettiere, and if it didn't become a real-life hit when the song was released a few months ago to country radio stations, it wasn't for lack of catchiness, courtesy of producers T-Bone Burnett and Buddy Miller. Of course, neither Burnett nor Miller, each exemplary performers and songwriters themselves, aren't mainstream country stars either. It may be that they excel at a rather darker, grimmer level of country storytelling, as on this song, If I Didn't Know Better, produced by Miller. That song was sung by Sam Palladio and Claire Bowen, who on Nashville play two young singer-songwriters trying to break into the industry with songs that are more folk-influenced and whose music dramatizes their tangled love lives. In the real world, that beautiful song wouldn't be a country hit either. These days, the mainstream industry doesn't like tangled and dark, it likes lighter anthems. No matter, exploring the various strata and struggles of the music industry is what makes Nashville a compelling TV show. And this album displays a few superlative matchups between actor and material. Take, for example, No One Will Ever Love You, sung by Connie Britton, who plays the country star Raina James, who in turn is trying to sustain a career in an industry that prizes youth over the hard-won wisdom symbolized by a song and a vocal such as this. Friday Night Lights fans never thought the coach's wife could sing like that, did you? In the TV show, Raina's middle-aged melancholy is positioned as more authentic than Juliet's pop country cynicism. But in the real Nashville, a song as good as this Juliet tune, Love Like Mine, would be embraced as a stadium sing-along in the manner of female-led hit acts such as Little Big Town and Sugarland.
So you think that you're the one who's up in score, just 'cause you're the first one walking out the door. We'll take you.
The Nashville soundtrack album is a success on its own terms. You rarely question the abilities of the actors as singers, and the material, which is performed by superb musicians including guitarist Doyle Bramhall, Sam Bush on mandolin, and overseen by Burnett as the show's musical director. Right now, Nashville the TV show could use bigger ratings, as more viewers need to get past their own parochialism about the Nashville setting to see the ways that the various plots connect to their own lives. You know, just the way the best country music has always done.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album featuring music from the TV series Nashville.